This is Paul Harvey. College fraternities, measuring fun by the keg, discredited themselves in the 50s, disintegrated in the 60s. A generation hiding in the ivy from the draft sat in, loved in, shot up, and freaked out. They dropped acid and dropped out. They talked revolution without the slightest idea what it was. They tried to evolve suddenly. And as Darwin knew, there is no way. In a wall-to-wall world, they tried for vertical, and for the minuscule few who went straight up, most went straight down. Two recent studies of the youngsters of the 60s, who are now in their 30s, reveal an alarming percentage only marginally functional. But now on the heels of this generation of mediocrity is rising a fraternity dedicated to excellence. Oliver Rowe, a successful North Carolina businessman, was invited in 1976 to regenerate and to become president of Chi Psi Fraternity. He had been a member since student days at Chapel Hill. He agreed only on condition that the fraternity would dare to be different. He demanded the brothers rededicate themselves to academic achievement, campus leadership, self-discipline, personal development, in all things, excellence. Now it's 6 years later. On the University of North Carolina campus alone, Chi Psi includes 14 Phi Beta Kappas, 4 Rhodes Scholars, of 70 active brothers, 35 are Morehead Scholars. Evidence of excellence is unmatched among fraternities, and there are now 29 Chi Psi chapters from Maine to California. Chi Psi is unwelcome at colleges which demand that all campus organizations be co-ed, but it is vigorously active and unmatched for academic excellence on such prestigious campuses as Cornell, Washington and Lee, Rutgers, University of Michigan, University of Oregon. Snob appeal? Inevitably, after 3 decades of academic decadence, for peer pressure to be re-exerted upward will be construed as snobbish. Breeding ground for bookworms? On the contrary, while Chi Psi seniors and juniors help fresh members get off to a good start academically, their excellence is demonstrated otherwise. At Chapel Hill currently, the senior class president and the student body president are Chi Psi. Oliver Rowe, 80 in December, with the inbred leadership quality which is supposed to be characteristic of Sagittarians, does not just point the way for his beloved brothers, he leads the way. By precept and by example, this administrator of 2 flourishing corporations, infinitely generous philanthropist, professes and practices in all things excellent. Paul Harvey. Good day.